We have a listener who is typing comments into the text box. His first comment from this follower of Jesus is, "You're all going to hell, you idiots." An excellent demonstration of the love of Christ. His second comment, "God hates you." Another wonderful representative statement from the follower of Jesus. His next comment, "Primitive beliefs." Laugh out loud. "You guys are fools." That's an interesting comment from Apostolic Pentecostal, because in Matthew, calling people fools will send one to hell. Apparently, this Christian never got as far as the New Testament and spends all his time in the Old Testament. Apostolic Pentecostal, that's too long of a name. I'm just going to call it AP for short. AP responds, "For there to be creation, there must be a creator." That argument is debunked so many times, but for those who refuse to accept science, it doesn't matter how many times you tell them. They're just going to keep repeating the same thing over and over. His next comment, "When you see a painting, it's obvious that there had to be a painter." What a brilliant fucking statement. I never would have guessed that there had to be a painter for a painting. Obviously, we are dealing with a superior intelligence. He said, "When you see architecture, it's obvious that there was an architect who designed it." Another absolutely brilliant statement. I never knew that. Amazing what I'm learning from AP. When I see a painting, there had to be a painter. And when I see architecture, there had to be an architect. I've never learned this much in this short a time before. I can't wait to see what he has to say next. "I don't have enough faith to be an atheist." Well, you do have enough faith to be a ghost worshiper. And I guess that's all that really matters, huh? And I don't think the atheists are interested in you joining them. Guest 3 said, "Yeah, because buildings are man-made." To which AP responds by changing the subject. "Evolution and the Big Bang Theory are both ideologies of fools. I've never heard of such asinine stupidity in all my life." Once again, AP displays his lack of knowledge of the New Testament by calling people fools, which, as I pointed out earlier, leads to the big barbecue. So I guess when us atheists are down there frying forever, and I turn to my side, I guess there's a good chance AP will be sitting right there next to me, in which case, that really would be hell. Guest 3 asks AP, "So 99% of scientists are stupid?" To which AP responds, "Believing in the Big Bang Theory and evolution is like believing that all the components of a watch just came together by themselves and made a watch that is fully functional and can tell time. That could never happen by chance." Another incredibly brilliant statement. I thought a watch could come together by chance. That makes 3 things I've learned today. I wonder if he's going to charge me for all the things that I'm learning. Guest 3 replies, "No, because there's no naturalistic explanation for watches." To which AP replies, "And there is no naturalistic explanation for creation other than believing that God did it all." Talk about a contradiction. How does he figure that God is a naturalistic explanation? I was learning so much from this guy, and then he goes and contradicts himself. That's really a big blow. But guest 3 just caught him off guard on that one. I'm sure his brilliance will return. Guest 3 responds, "There's no evidence for supernaturalism. So far, we only have evidence for natural or material causation." To which AP replies, "Explain to me then how moral reasoning evolved into the human race then. How is it that all of humanity believes that murder is wrong?" So you may have noticed how AP switched the subject on guest 3 once again. Guest 3 said there's no evidence for supernaturalism. AP then begins talking about morals and reasoning, as if that is supernatural, displaying a complete lack of understanding of how the mind works. Okay, so he taught me 3 incredible new things that I never knew before about watches and architecture and things, but now he's got 2 strikes against him, so he's only up by 1. I know he's going to rally. I know he is. AP then states, even an atheist would agree that murder is wrong. To which guest 3 responds, because we are herd animals, we give up a little personal freedom in exchange for getting cooperation from a group. AP responds, that is irrelevant to the question I am asking. And then he said, why is it that humans have a conscience that tells them when they are doing something wrong? How did that conscience evolve? Well, AP, since you won't go near a science book or a biology book, it's not likely that you're ever going to learn the answer to that question. I think you better just stay in your Bible. Guest 3 responds to AP by saying, we think murder is wrong because we evolved to appreciate the benefits of putting the group before ourselves in certain situations. And then he adds, animals have a conscience too. I just saw the movie Chimpanzee. AP said, so if you don't believe in God, then you must also believe that there is no absolute right or wrong. So in your opinion, Hitler must have been a good man just fighting for what he believed in. Never mind that he was responsible for the death of 6 million innocent people. Well, AP, I hate to break the news to you, but if you Google Hitler quotes, you'll find out that he was a very devout Christian. Guest 3 had a reply to AP that said, basically, a young chimp lost his mother and the head male chimp of the group decided to take care of the baby chimp even though there were personal drawbacks to it. So even other animals have a conscience. AP replies, if what you say is true, then we should not punish anyone for committing murder. It was just their choice. I don't think AP has ever been nearer a list of logical fallacies. That last sentence was a classic, irrelevant conclusion. How he concludes that making a choice frees one from being liable for punishment for murder is beyond my comprehension, but apparently not beyond his. Guest 3 points out, you keep changing the topic instead of addressing my counterarguments. Guest 3, that is exactly what all Christian apologists do 99% of the time. The reason why they do it is because they do not have answers. The only thing they can do is the Gish Gallop, which means every time they open their mouths, they spew out a bunch of crap, and when you respond to it, they move on to something else. The purpose is to distract the audience from the fact that they cannot answer the questions. AP replies, and it's funny because he doesn't answer the accusation of changing topics because it's true. So he said, if there is no absolute right or wrong, people should be able to live however they want without being punished for committing horrible atrocities. I think we're all seeing a mind that has been thoroughly soaked in religious idiocy. And you can see how it is unable to draw even the most basic conclusions. This is just like a textbook lesson in irrationality. Believe me, I did not pay this guy to come in the arena. I know many of you are going to think I did. I am not making this stuff up. This guy is for real. I don't know where they come from. I just know that there are millions of them out there. Guest 3 said, rights and wrongs are socially constructed based on our cultural needs. AP replies to Guest 3's accusation about changing the topic instead of addressing his arguments by saying, because your counterarguments are senseless. Talk about the kettle calling the pot black. There is nothing senseless about any argument that Guest 3 has made, and AP hasn't made a single statement that wasn't senseless. The fact that it makes sense to him is what's really hysterical. Guest 3 responds, "I think they make sense." AP replies, "Well, do you believe murder is wrong?" Now, let me think about that one. That's a hard one. Is murder wrong? Well, I don't think so, because God murdered, I don't know, hundreds of thousands of people in the Bible. And if I ask AP if a single one of those murders was wrong, I would bet my bottom dollar he would say no. So it's AP that doesn't believe murder is wrong. Guest 3 replied, "Can you explain why they don't make sense?" Referring to Guest 3's comments. AP ignores that and asks him, "Do you believe it's wrong to murder your mother?" Boy, those are really hardball questions. I don't know. Let me think about that one. How many mothers did God murder in the Bible? I don't have enough fingers to count that one. But if you ask AP, was a single one wrong? He'd say no. So once again, it's AP that doesn't think it's wrong to murder your mother, provided that the execution is carried out by his invisible friend. Guest 3 responds, "Murder may or may not be wrong depending on the situation. Matricide also depends on the situation." AP replies, "Do you believe a madman like Hitler was justified in what he did?" Guest 3 replies, "Well, Hitler did a lot of things. You need to be more specific." AP said, "I believe that Hitler is rotting in the lowest pits of hell for what he did." Well, AP, Hitler cannot possibly be in hell because the Bible is very clear. You will be saved by belief in Jesus Christ as the Son of God. And if you look up Hitler in Mein Kampf, in his quotes, you will find he was a devout believer in Jesus Christ. So no, he will not be burning in hell. How can you even come into debates when you haven't got the vaguest idea what the fuck you're talking about? Guest 3 replies to AP's comment that "I believe Hitler is rotting in hell. So is the Dalai Lama according to your faith." AP says, "Absolutely. Good works don't save a man." Guest 3, "You think that's fair?" AP said, "It is faith in the Lord Jesus Christ that saves." Didn't I just say that? Thank you, AP, for verifying what I just got through saying about Hitler. So how do you figure that Hitler is burning in hell? What a fucking moron. Guest 3 replies, "You think eternal punishment for a limited sin is fair?" AP replies, "A lot of things aren't fair according to our finite minds. God is infinite and he is sovereign. His ways are beyond our mind's feeble attempts." AP, in your case, that is so true. Guest 3 said, "Well, I don't want to worship a God who gives the same punishment to the Dalai Lama as to Hitler." AP responds, "Mankind's dilemma is sin. Sin is what will send a person to hell." That kind of contradicts what you just got through saying, doesn't it, AP? You just got through admitting that you're saved through faith in Jesus. Now you say it's sin that will send a person to hell. You don't know whether you're coming or going, do you? Now AP adds, "No matter if he were a murderer or just a good person, but did not accept the Lord Jesus Christ. Faith in Christ is what saves." So now he's back to what he said a few minutes ago. This guy doesn't know whether the tide's coming in or going out. Guest 3 said, "Well, have fun with that." AP replies, "One thing is certain. If I am wrong and you are right, I have nothing to fear after death because I'll just die and that will be it. But if I am right and you are wrong, then you will spend eternity in hell and will burn there forever." Good old Pascal's wager. Which, for anyone with any training in logic, knows that it is a multiply flawed logical argument. So it's not a surprise that it's one of AP's favorites. Guess three, what if Islam is the right religion? You'll go to hell just like me. AP replies, no, sir, my faith is in the Lord Jesus Christ. Been serving him for 7 years now. Once again, AP completely avoids the question like he does every time. Guess three didn't ask you about your faith in Jesus Christ or how long you've been serving him. He asked you about Islam. You had no answer. You ducked it. Just like every other question guess three has asked you. Your gun is empty. You haven't got a single bullet. Guess three, that didn't answer my question. What if Islam is the real religion? How do you know your religion is the correct one out of the thousands upon thousands of religions that have existed? AP, finally, backed up against the wall, tries to answer. Tries to fight his way out of the corner with an empty gun. He said, if Islam is the right religion, then you would be following a religion whose founder, Muhammad, was a pedophile and a murderer. And you would be following a religion of violence and hatred. Religion of violence and hatred? You obviously haven't read your Bible, dude. You can't find a more violent and hateful book or God anywhere on earth. And you have a problem with Muhammad being a murderer, but you don't have a problem with your God murdering everyone on earth except 8 people during a flood, and then murdering everyone else after that. So being a murderer doesn't bother you at all. Now he said, Jesus Christ was none of that. He was a pure man, sinless. Well, I don't know about that. Once again, you display a complete lack of knowledge about the New Testament. Jesus entered a temple and threw over the tables and chased out the money changers. Entering a building with the intent to commit any crime is a burglary, a felony. Throwing over tables and attacking people inside is assault and battery. Those are sins by our rules. AP said, you can go to Muhammad's tomb and Buddha's tomb and they're all still there. But you go to Christ's tomb and it is empty because he's alive. Or it could be empty because nobody was ever in it, which is the most likely scenario since you people have never been able to prove that your invisible friend ever existed. Guess three said, the Old Testament is filled with violence, and anyway, the goodness or evil of your God has no bearing on whether he exists. AP responds, all I'm saying is just look at the fruit of Islam. It is responsible for terrorism and hatred in the world. Their goal is to have world domination. And AP, your religion is different how? Do you know what the word missionary means? Do you know that Christians have missions all over the world? Of course you do. World domination is just as big a part of Christianity as it is Islam. And terrorism and hatred? Islam learned from Christianity. Islam came 6 centuries later, and they haven't done anything that they didn't pick up from you guys first. Guess three replies, okay, that still has nothing to do with proving that your God exists. You're a moron, but it's certainly been a lot of fun debating you. You've made my night. AP, you made my night too. Guess three, there's not much you can do with people who are being terrified by threats from the spirit world. As he proved with his referral to Pascal's Wager, he's not about to risk eternal torture by actually letting doubt enter his mind. But you did a great job. Let's hope next week is as much fun as this week was.
Are you ready, Goose? Start walking.